producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
There is so much news we haven't gotten to yet. Paul Watson takes over in the next segment, but I also want him to get to some of the news. Why did the CIA meet with Michael Bay? That's from the Daily Beast. Just so much incredible news. Oil below $35 a barrel, 11-year lows on worsening glut, fear, suicide rate soars in wake of crisis, climate obstacles emerge within hours. They're now saying that Kerry says they can't get an agreement through because they can't get the countries to waive all their rights. So they're just going to have the U.S. and the U.K. and others selectively turn off our power. That's really what the deal always is. And India and China and everybody else doesn't have to. Simply amazing. That's just some of the news up on DrudgeReport.com and InfoWars.com. And InfoWars.com. We have the neoconservatives' hegemonic goal of making sovereign countries extinct. And they openly announce this new goal instead of the extinction of the planet. And then we continue with other articles. ACO leader resigned after threatening mass murder of Trump supporters. They were actually defending him last week when he came out and said it, but now he's been forced to step down. We have video. Look what Muslim refugees left behind on the Autobahn. It literally looks for dozens of miles like a landfill has been put there. And there's the hatred they have, screaming, yelling, trying to carjack, screaming, Allah Akbar, we're going to get you. They've been taught to hate us. Then they're brought in and then attached to socialism's milk facility that's really our tax money. Tommy Robinson, where does all this end? You say you think the worm is turning. But, I mean, when you see the hatred of the so-called left, the Green Party heads in Germany saying, we want Germany to die. White people are bad. It's not. I'm not even racist. I'm not against other groups of people. I don't see other people acting like the leftist white people and then these weirdo radical Muslims. I mean, why do they want to destroy what's left of Europe? It's already collapsing. I mean, is it like a trophy they're going to mount on their wall that they destroyed what their ancestors built? Is it a mental illness? Who are these freaks?
They despise our history. They despise everything about us. White guilt is what Europe's suffering with, and it has been for a long time, especially Angela Merkel. And the German generation of today have nothing to feel guilty about. They should be proud of the country they live in, should be proud of the economy, the culture they have. The changing moment, I think, will be the first time we see a political leader elected, whether it be Marie Le Pen, whether it be Geert Wilders, who will try to enforce law. Because when they try to enforce law, by God, the Muslims will not allow them to. And that will be the moment. As soon as they try to enforce any sort of laws.
Because you just said it. Every time they try to enforce even arresting somebody for rape, they burn down half of Paris. That's that. Maybe it's intimidation while they're letting them do it. Maybe it's gone from... Go ahead.
They are... Now, it's... they know what's going to happen. But that, for example, this country, in Britain, if they try to ban the burqa, Muslims will riot. They will not be able to ban the burqa. And that's just a small thing. And that's with a population of only 3 to 4 million. Now, that population is growing, and growing very fast. And with this recent refugee crisis, we've seen over 1 million enter Germany this year. Well, when they're allowed to bring their families in the next 12 months, that'll be 4 or 5 million. Europe's heading one way, and it's exactly, we're heading to conflict, unfortunately. But that conflict has to happen when we can still win, and when we can still be triumphant, and we still have freedom. And I think what will happen is they'll wake asleep and join, and our love for freedom will always outweigh their love for Sharia. And people will come out, and they will, as it's growing now, what you're seeing now is just a start. It's just a start. And this refugee crisis, that's just a trickle. The whirlwind's coming.
Why are the radical Muslims are taking over Islam right now, by the way, and there are other countries that fight with each other constantly? Why are they so arrogant? I mean, if I came from that type of suppression, I'd want to be in the West.
I spent 22 weeks in solitary confinement. When I spent 22 weeks in solitary confinement, I dissected the Quran. What I did is I opened up the Quran, and I wrote reference. Everywhere it said you can't be friends with Jews or Christians, I logged it down. I also made references to when it says you can rape non-Muslim women. I made references to that. And I ended up with 14 references for where they're allowed to take non-Muslim women as sexual slaves. I ended up with pages of references of where they can, where they're told not to be friends with Jews or Christians. Now, when you're being brought up with that ideology, when you're being brought up with that shoved down your throat and told constantly how bad the disbelievers are, that would turn to hostility.
Exactly. Stay there. One more segment. Tommy Robinson, Paul Watson takes over, both from England. Straight ahead and a bunch of other news.
Still wondering what to get that special someone that has everything? At ID Stronghold, we still find that a huge percentage of people do not yet have an RFID blocking wallet or purse to protect them from the new and growing threat of electronic pickpocketing. That's right. Even though 40% of all new chipped payment cards shipped in 2014 contain a wireless interface called RFID that allows the account information to be skimmed by a thief passing near your cards, most people are still unprotected. The good news is that ID Stronghold makes luxurious leather wallets and other products that prevent this. ID Stronghold founded the entire RFID protection industry and has been protecting the RFID chips in government and military ID cards for over a decade. So go to IDStronghold.com and get that loved one a stylish leather RFID blocking wallet or clutch. That's IDStronghold.com. After all, wallets and purses have always been a great gift. Now they are an even better gift. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Alex Jones here. InfoWarsStore.com is now partnering with the top-of-the-line storable food company, My Patriot Supply, to bring you the highest quality, freshest, longest-lasting, most affordable storable foods, private labels, from InfoWarsSelect.com at the lowest price you're going to find anywhere. The globalists want us dependent. We need to be self-sufficient. And if you don't have high-quality, long-lasting storable foods, I believe you're making a huge mistake. My goal is to find the best deals and bring it to you. Now is the time to take action and to secure your pantry for any emergency. You can buy all the great My Patriot Supply products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're the exact same products inside InfoWarsSelect.com. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com today to check out the amazing deals for yourself. Secure you and your family's needs today at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. That's InfoWarsSelect.com or 888-253-3139.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones.
Everything turns, there is a season turn.
Live at the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. I'm Paul Joseph Watson. I'll be with you for the next hour. We're talking to Tommy Robinson, author of Enemy of the State, about Islam, about radical Islam, about the refugee crisis. And again, let's get this clear. We're not just talking about the jihadist threat. Of course, the threat posed by Islam is not just coming from jihadists who will commit terror and violence to impose this on the West. It's coming from Islamists who will work through the political system, who will lean on governments to impose this belief system through Sharia law, which again is completely incompatible with the West, as has been proven by the Rotherham rape scandal, by numerous other paedophile scandals in the United Kingdom, which were covered up because the police and the social services didn't want to appear politically incorrect. So it's not just the threat posed by, you know, ISIS members hiding amongst the refugees. It's the threat posed by Islamists who want to impose theocracy on the West, which is bad news for secular democracy. It's bad news for women. It's bad news for minorities. And it's bad news for freedom of speech, for simply having the right to criticize a religion. But Tommy, something that Alex touched upon before the break, we've got, again, in the UK, Muslim immigration has only increased under the Conservative government, which supposedly was put in power to stem it. But why do thousands upon thousands of Muslims move to European countries, you know, presumably to escape conditions in their own countries, to escape that low quality of life, only to recreate those conditions by moving into these Muslim ghettos and refusing to integrate? That really doesn't make much sense to me. Does it make much sense to you?
It doesn't, but if you look at certain research in those countries, like Pew, the statistics out of the way these people think, if you look at Pakistan, where 86% of them believe being an apostate should be punishable by death. You just have to look at their views on homosexuals, their views on women, all these sort of views that they're bringing them with them. They've come with those views. That's their mindset. That's how they've been brought up. That's what they've had drilled into them, which is Islam, which is incompatible with Western democracy and freedom. Those views are not going to work. So they've come with those views. They're not just going to leave them at the door when they come into Britain. They're still going to hold those views. They're going to look upon our women as filthy. I just bumped into yesterday. I bumped into a Luton Town football player and his partner, his wife. And she told me the amount of times, just going to our football stadium, because our football stadium's in the Muslim community, the amount of times she's been had sexual remarks made her daily whenever she's there. And our women should just not have to put up with this. But it's the mindset and the culture that we're importing. And you're right in what you said, because my biggest fear is not the groups like Anjem Chowdhury. I think they're the stupid ones that are telling us what they're going to do. The ones that are on the street corners telling us what they're going to do. I don't fear them. I fear the extremely clever ones who have infiltrated government, infiltrated political parties. We saw it with Afzal Amin. Afzal Amin was a conservative Muslim MP who actually was working, we found out, was a radical for 10 years, a plant within the government. They're the ones I fear. And you're right. Forget terrorism. Even if you take terrorism out of the equation, the future's not right anyway. The more Islam, the more Muslims, when Islam becomes a dominant culture in your community, we have a problem. We have a big problem. And that's not fascist, extremist or racist in any way to say that. To say that we want to protect this country, we want to protect the Christian Judeo-Christian culture that we've inherited from our grandparents, is not racist or bigot. But in this country, even just saying that is seen extreme.
And the point that I've made over and over again, this is a religion that kills people who try to leave. How is that any different from a cult? And as you said, you look at the polls in these Middle East and South Asian countries, the vast majority of people support that belief. They're coming into the West. They're importing these beliefs with them. We're importing a real rape culture, while the feminists whine about, you know, in America, for example, a college rape culture that doesn't exist. It's a complete fraud. Meanwhile, the West is importing a real rape culture, complete silence from feminists on that score. But after, you know, Charlie Hebdo, there was a huge protest in Pakistan from Muslims in support of the Charlie Hebdo jihadists. So we hear this over and over again, and the left has turned it into a kind of cliche where, for example, when there's a Dylann Roof mass shooting, they say, oh, where are all the moderate Christians denouncing this? And well, in most cases, they do denounce it. But for example, in Pakistan, they get out on the street. They don't decry Charlie Hebdo. They don't decry the Paris massacre. They support it. And many of the polls show that. So what do you think prevents so-called moderate Muslims from speaking out against Islamist terror? Is it just fear of reprisals because it's basically a cult, or is it something more?
It's a combination of things. It's a combination of things. Look, after Charlie Hebdo massacre, 30,000 British Muslims marched through the city of Birmingham, which is where we're going to be holding up our silent walk on the 6th of February. They marched through the city of Birmingham demanding blasphemy laws in support, again, of Charlie Hebdo's killers. They didn't march against the killers. They didn't march against ISIS. As we've seen, they don't come out on the streets now. So it's a combination of things. It's a combination of things that I believe 30% of British Muslims felt they were justified, the killings. So that's 30% that are certainly not going to come out and protest. And that 30% are all probably related to the other ones that aren't going to come out and protest. So, and then there is a genuine fear in the community as well, which is justified, because When we're talking about apostates, we've seen recently the apostate in Bradford, who's been targeted for the last 10 years. There's no charities to help these people. There's no government schemes to help people leave Islam, which we should be doing. In a similar way, we have government schemes, especially in Scandinavia, to help gang members leave the gang because they'll be targeted by that gang. Now, in Islam, if you try and leave, you will be targeted. There should be charities, government support, all sorts of ways of helping these people leave that fascist ideology. We don't see it. Again, everything, as soon as every issue, you're on about feminism, animal rights, whenever it comes to Islam, everyone remains silent. And that simply, I think, is fear is paralysing and people are scared. And to be fair, they've got a reason to be scared. Because the minute you do speak out, if you're in a job or career, you're probably going to lose it. I'm sitting in the situation now, 6 years on, where they can't take anything more from me other than my life. So I'm in the situation where I'll say it. And you'll say, there's not many people out there. And I don't blame them because they've watched what happens to people who do exercise their freedom of speech, who do decide to criticise Islam. They've seen the backlash. It's like, for example, when I walk through my hometown and I get punched on the nose regularly or I get violently attacked, I quite understand that the local politician probably doesn't want to get punched on the nose or attacked every time he walks through the town. So he chooses to remain silent. So it's a combination of things. It's a difficult situation. What you actually see now in Europe is the countries that are coming out freely and talking about these issues, Czech Republic, Slovakia, Hungary, Poland, they're the countries that have not been infiltrated and infected with Islamic immigration and the influence Islam has. In our countries, when we look at previous world leaders, if we want to look at Sir William Gladstone, for example, who there's statues off across our capital city, he held the Quran above his head in the Houses of Parliament, and he said, there will never be peace on this earth so long as we have this book. It's a violent and accursed book. Winston Churchill said Islam in a man is similar to rabies in a dog. He said individual Muslims, which they do, will show great individual things about them, but the power of Islam has the power to bring Europe back into the Dark Ages. These were world leaders. Now, if there were no Muslims in Britain and we didn't have the influence of Saudi, whoever was leaving our country would be saying something similar right now. They'd be coming out saying what Donald Trump says. They'd be coming out saying what the Czech president said. They'll be coming out saying what the Hungarian leaders are saying. They wouldn't be accepting the refugee quotas. But because we have Islam everywhere in this country, in every political party, in every government position, in every government job, and that's only at 4%. So we really need to wake up to where this country's heading.
And again, completely debunking this religion of peace tag. If it's a religion of peace, why do its most prominent critics like yourself have panic buttons? Why are they attacked on the street? Why are they oppressed by the government when they speak out against this? Again, it completely debunks that notion. But just in the final couple of minutes here, tell people how they can get the book and tell people about the Pegida March that's going to happen soon.
Okay. If you're in America, it's available on Kindle. So just go on Kindle and search Tommy Robinson. If you want a paperback or the actual book, then you can just go on my website, tommyrobinson.co.uk. Or the British Amazon, and you can order the book to be within an international postage to be sent to you. I think Americans, when they read it, they're going to be gobsmacked. I say in the book, if there's any politician with an ounce of integrity, there should be a public inquiry into what's gone on with the police, with all these government agencies, with the state-sponsored persecution, in order to silence me and prevent me from having freedom of speech, in order to have in a free society to criticise a fascist and backward ideology. And with regards to the 6th of February, on the 6th of February, we're changing very much from how the English Defence League went about our demonstrations. What happened with the English Defence League, I'm not going to apologise for it, because there was a hell of a lot of anger and frustration that had built up with years of resentment of being treated like second-class citizens, having our daughters or our sisters raped, terrorism, Islamic gangs out of control in the country. So that aggression and that frustration has spilled over. 6 years on, we've matured, we've grown up. We see that we want to be part of a European-wide movement that is completely peaceful. So on the 6th of February, we'll be holding a silent walk in England's second city, which is Birmingham. And I appeal to everyone to come along, because you can't sit at home any longer. You can't talk about these issues. You can't moan about them in the pub. It's time to do something. And there's many people that are willing to put their life on the line. And we're not asking people to come out and get prison sentences or riot or anything like that. We're just saying, come and peacefully walk with us. Show solidarity with us. This is so important. What's happening right now is so important in not just England's, not just Britain's, but Europe's future, our cultural identity, your children's future is at stake. And all we're asking is you come and walk with us for one day. Come and join us for one day and show people power and show solidarity to the other people who are putting their lives on the line across Europe to oppose the Islamization takeover.
Okay, the book is Enemy of the State. Tommy Robinson, thanks for joining us.
Very much. Thank you for having me on.
Thank you.
Thank you.
There goes Tommy Robinson. We'll be back after the break with a ton of news and your calls. This is the Fourth Hour Live of the Alex Jones Show with me, Paul Joseph Watson. Infowars.com. Don't go away.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
We have been fighting this war tirelessly with you at our side, day in and day out, exposing the ludicrous lies and criminal operations of the globalists, and we're starting to see big effects. And the word is getting out. The globalists want to make us dependent. And as Napoleon famously said, an army marches on its stomach. Ammunition, food, and supplies form the backbone of any offensive, including the info war. And our enemies admit they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
With this in mind, we have held strong to our principles and the decision to refuse any money from globalists or government. We are funding our crusade against tyranny the old-fashioned way, with pure free market, free will capitalism. Visit InfoWarsStore.com today or call 888-253-3139 and take advantage of free shipping right through December 18th and get your order before Christmas. May God bless you and your family and keep us strong as we forge ahead in this battle for humanity.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference. In a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats, give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2015 for 20% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at SupernaturalSilver.com.
Goodbye, life, 4 hours. Alex Jones Show with me, Paul Joseph Watson. Earlier, Alex covered this article out of InfoWars. Hundreds of refugees caught with images of ISIS flags, severed heads on their phones. Those are asylum seekers coming into Norway, or orphans and widows, as Barack Obama calls them. Now we've got another article, which is even more shocking to me, out of Israeli National News. Syrian migrant Allah is great. ISIS is greater. Italian police have arrested a Syrian refugee for being a member of the Islamic State organization, clapping him in cuffs shortly after he arrived by boat, along with hundreds of migrants, media reports said Monday. The man, reportedly in his 20s, was arrested by officers in Sicily after Italy's Special Operations Division discovered incriminating material on his cell phone. So we've got refugees coming into ISIS, coming into the Netherlands, bragging about the fact that they were fighting with Al-Qaeda and ISIS being arrested. We've got refugees coming into Norway with pictures of ISIS flags and beheadings on their cell phones. And now we've got another individual coming into Italy, again, with ISIS symbols on his phone. He's talking about Allah is great, ISIS is greater, again, emphasizing the fact that many of these refugees, who, again, only one-fifth Syrian, are coming in with these jihadist beliefs, yet we're told by Obama, by the political class, that they're just orphans and widows and nothing to worry about. Has Obama plans eventually to bring 100,000 of them into the United States? But Angela Merkel says now she wants to drastically reduce refugee arrivals in Germany. This is out of The Guardian. Chancellor Angela Merkel wants to drastically decrease the number of refugees coming to Germany, signaling a compromise to critics of her open-door policy and within her conservatives on the eve of a party congress. So she's basically letting almost a million migrants into Germany over the past 4, 5, 6 months. We have rape cases around these migrant camps exploding. We have migrants attacking nurses and hospital workers who are giving them free health care. And we have the authorities in Germany covering up those reports, in their own words, so as not to legitimize critics of mass migration. And now, after they've lowered the drawbridge and let all this rape culture come into Germany, Angela Merkel, Time Magazine Person of the Year, finally says that maybe they've gone a little bit too far. Well, again, it's too little too late. And again, through Facebook, through Twitter, I receive these kind of messages from people every week. People living in Sweden, Denmark, Germany, people who are living right next to these migrant camps, and they always tell the same story. We're frightened to go out in the streets. These people just hang around. They're violent. They're intimidating. They show no will, no motivation to integrate into the local community. Of course, now we have rape cases exploding. So somebody sent this to me today. My uncle, he's 70 years old and has worked for the Housing Council for many decades in Stuttgart, Germany. Last night he stated that people are being severely lied to. Legions are arriving daily, and the destruction in their wake is difficult to describe. His own kids, who are in their late 30s, are terrified to go out and do their regular business. The thefts and assaults are not being reported. So again, more anecdotal evidence, and I get these messages every week now, that this migrant culture that they're importing into these European countries is not only leading to social upheaval, it's a direct criminal threat to the population. There's a village not far from where I live of 150 people. They're about to bring in 200 migrants, eclipsing the population of the village, to live in a center right in the middle of that village, which doesn't even have a shop. It's a tiny little hamlet, and these hordes of migrants are being brought in by government order, basically, in league with the local council. People are freaking out. They're starting campaigns about it. And it's interesting to consider, you know, in the United Kingdom we had, what is it, probably up to 600,000, 700,000 now, people signing this petition to ban Donald Trump from the UK for his comments on Muslim immigration, which will have no effect whatsoever on UK immigration policy, but they signed the petition to virtue signal and look trendy to all their friends. But whenever the issue of one of these migrant influxes being, you know, 200 migrants being housed in one of these camps near where they live comes to bear, all these people freak out. They start aggressive campaigns to try to prevent it from happening. So how many of these people in person vocally are saying, yes, we're great humanitarians, let all the refugees come in. While when they actually come in, they're writing letters, they're freaking out, they're starting campaigns to get rid of them and to not have that happen, because in reality, they know what it's all about. They don't want to import that culture. Back, more news after the break. It's the Alex Jones Show, 4th Hour Overdrive. Infowars.com. Stay tuned.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Right now is the time to jumpstart your health with a new 30% discount from InfoWarsHealth.com. Secure the all-new Tangy Tangerine 2.0 with certified organic ingredients that are non-GMO and better tasting than ever. For an exclusive 30% off discount when you sign up at InfoWarsHealth.com. That's 30% off retail when you become a distributor at InfoWarsHealth.com. You've heard me talk about Tangy Tangerine for years now, and you've heard others talk about what it's done for them. Take the challenge. Try it for the first time. Or even reorder your Tangy Tangerine and other great longevity products like Pollen Burst or the Alex Pack, all for 30% off when you visit InfoWarsHealth.com. This is a fantastic opportunity to be able to try out the hundreds of amazing products at InfoWarsHealth.com and get 30% off on products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine 2.0. Visit InfoWarsHealth.com to get started today. You can also sign up for AutoShip and get free shipping. 30% off and free shipping. It's all available exclusively at InfoWarsHealth.com today.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Mother, tell your children not to look my way. Tell your children not to hear my words. What to be, what to say.
Well, I like 4th Hour. The Alex Jones Show. We're going to go to a video here in a second. We won't have time to play this clip, but it's an article up on Infowars.com. Muslim congressman claims white supremacist bigger threat than Islamic terrorists. Muslim congressman Andre Carson told ABC's This Week that white supremacists represent a bigger threat than Islamic terrorists. So again, they're pushing this myth, despite the fact, you know, we've had Fort Hood, Boston bombing, the Oklahoma beheading, Garland, Chattanooga, San Bernardino, all massacres carried out by Islamist terrorists. Yet we've still got this narrative that the most potent terror threat is white supremacists. The way they're doing this is they're, first of all, claiming that there are 355 mass shootings this year. That's been completely debunked. The FBI says it's only 41 mass shootings this year. They're taking that number of 355, claiming that These are all acts of domestic terrorism, even though the vast majority of them have nothing to do with terrorism, which is a political motive. And then basically just blaming all white people for those shootings, even though probably more than half of them are gang-related. Again, to deny the threat posed by Islamist terror in America, which again, statistically is very low, but it's certainly a lot higher than so-called white supremacists. So check out that article up on Infowars.com. I'm going to go to a video now. Richard Reeves sat down with Rob Dew to talk about how the Democrats are using secret political strategies to control Republican candidates. Here's that clip.
The guy sitting next to me basically is instrumental in getting Roger Stone and Donald Trump onto the Alex Jones Show. That's Richard Reeves. He's been a longtime employee of InfoWars, and we're going to be sending him out on the road to do some political correspondence in these Republican primaries and Democratic primaries and caucuses that are going to be happening in Iowa, New Hampshire, South Carolina. Those are the big three that kind of set the tone for this. But what we're going to be discussing today is how the Democrats have actually infiltrated the Republican Party, and they're going to be stealing this Republican nomination away from Donald Trump for Jeb Bush. And Richard's going to be explaining how they're going to do that.
Well, Rob, thank you for having me on. And the Democrats, via the New World Order, definitely have a plan on how they're going to try to steal this election. They've adjusted primary dates. They've adjusted the way the delegates are proportioned. In some states, winner take all. In some states, they're proportional. So we're really going to be having to watch for the dirty tricks by the GOP and the RNC. So we are really going to have to be on our toes.
And we saw this on the last two primary seasons with Ron Paul just basically getting Iowa stolen from him. I think it was Rick Santorum in the last election where he suddenly came up with this fairy dust money to just blitz the area and kind of steal that. And then he disappeared. He was just a ringer. He was thrown in there to take away the momentum from Ron Paul so then no one could give him legitimacy. Kind of what they're doing with Trump. Trump is an outsider compared to the rest of the GOP establishment, and they are afraid of him.
That's right, Rob. And even prior to that, 2008 with Huckabee, that was a total disaster.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So, yes, now we can watch for the dirty tricks to be coming in. The Republicans are dead set on making sure that Donald Trump does not get this nomination. And by that, I mean the Republican establishment, along with the Democrats that have infiltrated the party. It's going to be really tricky to do this. And what it was ultimately with this, what's called the splitter strategy, mm-hmm. is we had the Republicans gather up at some point in the past, and they had a huddle, and they decided, you know what, Jeb Bush is going to be our nominee for 2016. How do we get that done? So what they looked at is the splitter strategy. We all know that one of the mottos of the New World Order is divide and conquer.
Right.
So what they did is they came up with all these candidates. That's why you have Jeb Bush. That's why you have Marco Rubio. That's why you have Santorum and Kasich. And
Kasich is basically a hitman.
He's just
brought in to just hit Trump constantly. No substance to his attacks. He's basically worthless in the polls. I mean, he's polling at like 1% maybe.
That's
and
right.
That's so, his only job, but he's still in it.
So for the GOP, he sits there and he's got plenty of money. He's well-funded, but he can sit there and hit the barbed wire for the GOP and keep attacking Trump like a chihuahua.
That's a great analogy. He's a World War I barbed wire guy. He jumps on it and lets everybody else run over top of him.
There you go. So that's it. So they came up with the splitter strategy, but their splitter strategy didn't take into account Donald Trump.
That's true.
And that's the thing. The splitter strategy before Donald Trump was that they would get Jeb Bush, Rick Santorum, they would get Jindal, they didn't mind even Ted Cruz and Rand Paul stepping in there, because what they would do is bring in more candidates like Huckabee,
mm-hmm.
like we talked
Santorum.
About earlier, Santorum, to
yeah.
split their support, because they did a lot of polling. I remember getting a polling call back in 2006 during a governor's race here in Texas. I got a polling call, would you like to see Jeb Bush as president? That was back in 2006. That's 9 years ago, folks. So that's how long the Jeb Bush being the nominee of the Republican Party in 2016 has been in the works, because I got that call and so did a friend of mine, and it was unbelievable. So what they have done is since 2012, 2013, 2014, the Republican Party with the Democrats and the NWO have conspired to set up the splitter strategy, where every time Ted Cruz gets in or Rand Paul gets in, Jeb Bush gets in, what they do is, all right, what other outside candidate that's with us, with the GOP establishment, what other candidates can we bring in to help fracture and split those votes? Because they know, bottom line, all the support that Jeb Bush can generate is between 15% and 20% of the electorate. So they actually devised a way by manipulating the way the primaries fall, the way the primary dates fall, the way the delegates are proportioned, or winner take all, the way that works. They've done all that to rig it so that Jeb Bush could have won with 15 to 25% of the electorate support. That's
all. And they made these rule changes, what, back in 2012?
They started looking at those rules back in 2012 during the RNC convention back then. Many people know about how Ron Paul got ripped off back in the 2012 election. They made those rule changes back then, and they also kept modifying and tinkering and tweaking like a sculpture, carefully chipping away. All right, how can we set it up? We know Jeb Bush can only get 15 to 25% of the electorate to vote for him and come and support him in the delegate race. So we got to rig it to where he can still beat everybody by fracturing the vote. So that's what they've done. And that's, like I said, that's before they figured and calculated how Donald Trump was going
to
step in.
Sitting next to me is Richard Reeves. He is our, I guess you could say, our political operative of the bunch. He's been involved in the political process since 2008, even before that, when Ross Perot was running. And we saw what happened when Ross Perot ran. Everybody liked his ideas, but he didn't quite, by getting out of the race and getting back in, he lost that momentum, which led to a Bill Clinton election in 8 years of Bill Clinton. We could even see the same thing if they're able to get Trump out of the nomination process for the Republican Party. He runs independent, and there's just not enough support there for people wanting to jump ship out of the Democrat or Rhino, you know, two-party system. And so we get a Hillary Clinton or a Jeb Bush. I mean, either way, we're going to lose with that. But getting back, you were talking about the splitter strategy, how they've saturated the field, but they didn't count on Trump coming in, right?
That's right. They didn't count on Trump. And to back up what you said a minute ago, talking about Ross Perot, this is very important. This is very key. This is why third-party efforts are a negative thing. The Democrat and Republican parties, with the help of the NWO and all their money and their financiers, has totally rigged the electorate system, okay? It's why third party has almost zero chance, almost zero chance. The Democrat Party, Republican Party, they have worked together and conspired at every state to make it almost impossible to even access the ballot. So getting on a third party race. And another thing.
And then you can't even get in the debates if you get on the ballot.
You can't
even
get in the debates. Yeah. And even worse than that, right now, if for some reason Donald Trump had to jump ship and run independent, it would be kind of a disaster for us because, as I was talking about earlier, we're looking at potentially flushing a lot of these Rhino incumbents down the tubes. Well, if all of a sudden those people that were going to vote in the primaries for Donald Trump abandon ship and go third party, then all of a sudden we get the same Rhinos, the same entrenched establishment Republicans, the same entrenched establishment Democrats. Talk about a disaster. This is not just about Donald Trump. This is not just about the presidential candidates. This is way, way bigger than that. If we go upstream of the voting process, of the primary process, the way the votes are counted there, and if we go upstream of the general election process, we go up to the headwaters of the political process. That's where the candidates spawn from. That's where they come from. So what we need to do is be looking at that, because that, ironically, it only takes a 2 or 3% minority of people to run that operation. And then all of a sudden, all these candidates, the headwaters where they spawn from, et cetera, then
it dries up
and a whole new slate of candidates. You know, people talk about black box voting and the fraud involved in that, which is absolutely true. We know about all that. We know that there's fraud at so many levels in our government.
Happened in Florida when Jeff was governor.
There you go, the hanging chad election. So it just never ends how much fraud we find within the government and the New World Order and Democrat Republican Party. So getting up to those headwaters, though, where these candidates come from, slowly but surely, we're seeing better candidates arise. We used to have one guy in the House that was liberty and freedom-minded, and that was Ron Paul. But now we've got the Freedom Liberty Coalition in the House that consists of, you know, about 20 or 30 people, 20 or 30 members in the House. Well, that's a long way from one.
We could double that in an election.
We could, you know, in this primary, that is actually, to me, the most exciting facet of this whole thing right now is that we could see Republican Rhino incumbents, the John Boehners in the Republican Party, the Paul Ryans in the Republican Party. They may not make it out of their primaries. I'm really looking forward to that, because you can see if you add up Donald Trump, Ted Cruz, Rand Paul, Fiorina, perceived outside candidates. We know they're not all outsiders, but if you add up all these perceived outside candidates, Ben Carson, et cetera, that right now, if you add up those polls, anybody can do it all day long, 70%.
Right.
70% of the Republican voters are ready to do.
They're ready for a real change.
We were talking about how we've got potential bombshell inside information.
That's right. Yeah.
So
if Trump does win the nomination, what are they going to pull?
If it looks like Trump is going to win the nomination, folks, then the scuttlebutt is the inside track rumor from sources that we have are that Barack Obama will either indict and or arrest Hillary Clinton right around the time of the Democratic National Convention, right about the time of the DNC, and that what they will do is they will trot in Joe Biden, who is no better than Hillary. We all know that. But they somehow, the powers be, seem to think that Joe Biden could potentially beat Donald Trump, and Joe Biden will have unlimited funds, just as Hillary would as a nominee. So watch for that.
Literally yank the lesbian witch out with a hook and install creepy Uncle Joe.
I mean,
you look at any of those people. I mean, just totally worthless as humans, have no care at all for this country at all. Just want to drive us into the ground, spit us out, use us, our energy, just pull everything against us. We got to do something. So get involved in your political process out there. There's no better time than now. Find out what the rules are, because by the time these elections start up, it may be too late to get involved.
Absolutely.
So we're short on time, so we're going to go straight to the next clip, which is about the InfoWars solar base station, a new product at InfoWarsStore.com. Here's Alex to talk about it.
This is just the best vetted technology in solar panels for the price, whether it's for your hunting shack or part of your house. Whatever the case is, it is mobile, like a suitcase you can roll around. It's got the solar panels that come with it, and the price is roughly half of the competitor, and they don't even have as much power, and it's not even the best solar panels. It's just people keep selling the stuff that's 10 years old. This is the latest greatest for the price. It is the InfoWars Solar Base Station Power Supply, and CJ is here. He volunteered to come in and talk about it. Also, David Knight ran in and pointed out you can get a federal tax credit for this system. So describe to us why you're such a fan of the InfoWars Solar Base Station Power Supply.
Tim Frugier had recommended I speak about this because I've had some experience building homebrew solar systems, essentially to supplement electrical costs. And it's always been a lot more work than I felt it was worth, simply because of the cost of the panels, the technology lagging behind. And I think what's great about this is it's a monocrystalline panel instead of polycrystalline panels, which are simply separate pieces of material that absorb light and convert it to energy. This is similar to perfect surface copper. In electrical terms, you get more energy or more efficiency out of a smoother surface. And so the panels themselves are fantastic. They'll fold in half. It's about the size of a large slim suitcase.
The company that's building these wants to take over the market. They don't want to put crap out.
Not at all. Similar pieces of equipment go for about $5,000.
So when I say it's half the cost, it's way less than half.
The quality of the batteries, I think, is fantastic because it's a lithium iron or lithium ferrous type cell. It's going to last a lot longer than a lithium polymer or a conventional lithium ion. Its discharge rate is going to be a little bit slower, but because of what it is and because of the durability, you get a lot more charges and discharges out of this kind of cell. I believe it's up to 2,000.
Let's just be clear. There's only 98 of these, I should say, because I'm getting two of them myself. You got to have this one in your house as backup and also one portable when you go camping or whatever. I mean, this is, I keep using the term because that's what I tell my guys. I want game changers. I want the best reviewed, highest quality, bang for your buck, companies that are aggressively wanting to dominate markets, who don't just want to be, you know, sitting on their laurels. And the folks we got this from are awesome. We private labeled it to also have this price. The leading competitor is why I kept saying, you know, twice the cost. It's twice as much and doesn't even deliver as much power. And people just don't know. It's just being marketed and folks are buying it. And I'm not being mean. We would sell it. We would sell other stuff if it was a good deal. I will not sell you something I wouldn't buy. That's all I'm saying. CJ?
I immediately thought of my grandmother when I saw it. She lives in a very rural area, has COPD, has an oxygen machine, has a CPAP and a nebulizer, and when the power goes out, they do have a generator. It's noisy, but it relies on a steady supply of gasoline, and if you're snowed in and you can't get that, the sun is still there. And what makes it great is that even in overcast situations, like you'll find in winter. It's going to absorb almost as much as the conventional solar panel on a cloudy day. Along with an AC outlet, you've got 12-volt outlets, 12-volt at, I believe, 20 amps, so you can charge a car. If you don't have a portable charger and you have this in your car, for example, while traveling, going hunting, camping, fishing, and you need to charge a battery, it's capable of that. It does come with that LED work lamp, which in the event of darkness, you've got a full battery and you need to work on something. You've got light available. It would be
and a lot of the panels fold together and fit so nicely for transportability as well.
And durability. It's got a protective casing around it. Most of the panels that I purchased in the past were very fragile. You basically set them up somewhere and try not to touch them again because they're subject to cracking. This is very, very sturdy.
For people that want to really have portable power, these are amazing units, and it's something not just for preparedness, but just for everyday life. It's very, 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 very exciting.
It is. For everyday life, you can put one of these in your house, and in some states, you qualify for a tax credit up to 30% of the cost. Some states would require that you somehow permanently attach it or hire an electrician to run the leads in. It's not necessary for safety to hire an electrician for the DC leads, being that it's DC low voltage. It's not a huge fire risk, but in order to qualify for a tax credit, you may want to look into it, contact an accountant. But even for home use, if you'd like to shave maybe a few dozen dollars off of your electric bill, I think it would be quite effective.
Absolutely. So if you did use this over a year or so, you'd get your money back.
More than likely. You would certainly get the peace of mind back. That's certain.
This is definitely a great Christmas gift to your family, to yourself, to your loved ones.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Clean, pure drinking water. You can't survive without it. But where do you get it? Alexa Pure Pro is a brand new, groundbreaking, gravity-fed water filtration system that is like no other. The Alexa Pure Pro transforms water from virtually any fresh source into clean, healthy drinking water, pairing the unprecedented superfiltration power of an all-new gravity block core with a hybrid chromatic shell. It removes up to 99.999% of impurities, including bacteria, viruses, fluoride, disinfectants, volatile organic contaminants, and hormones. Filter capacity up to 5,000 gallons. Stainless steel construction. Easy assembly. Low maintenance. Replacement filters are simple to install. And now, as part of an exclusive limited-time introductory offer, you can save $20 off the retail price and get free shipping. This is a limited-time offer, so order your unit today and receive free shipping and $20 off. Go to InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139.
911, what is your emergency?
There's somebody in my house. Hurry, please.
A home break-in happens every 22 seconds. Homes without a security system are up to 3 times more vulnerable to a burglary. That's why they're SimpliSafe. In an emergency, our advanced wireless technology alerts police up to 10 times faster, and your connection to emergency services can't be cut because SimpliSafe doesn't rely on landlines. SimpliSafe costs less than half what traditional companies charge, just $14.99 a month, and there's no commitment to an annual contract. Protect your family with the highest caliber security. Go now to SimpliSafeDefense.com and get 10% off with free shipping and a 3-year warranty. Hurry, and you'll also receive a keychain remote worth $25. Try SimpliSafe for a full 60 days. You'll feel confident that your family is safe or your money back. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com right now. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
We'll be right back.
the Alex Jones Show. Trump schools pompous Saudi prince as your country taken any of the Syrian refugees. Of course, over the weekend, we had a Saudi prince lecture Donald Trump on human rights. This is the country that has 100,000 air-conditioned tents sitting empty for most of the year that could house 3 million refugees. How many refugees has Saudi Arabia taken in? Zero. And yet they're lecturing Trump on his human rights credentials. This is the country that beheads gay people. They stone rape victims to death. And they're lecturing Donald Trump, saying that he's hateful for calling for a temporary limitation on Muslim immigration. And again, it's done very little to affect his poll numbers. In fact, Politico is reporting Trump hits a new high in national poll. Donald Trump just got a little more vault in his ceiling. Nationwide, the polling-obsessed Manhattan multi-billionaire and leading Republican presidential candidate broke into the 40s on Monday. So as a result of these comments, which again, half of the leftists said, oh, this is finally going to be the issue that sinks Donald Trump, his poll numbers have only shot up. Again, there's still a debate over whether he can defeat Hillary Clinton in a hypothetical head-to-head when it comes down to it. He is making strides in that department. His previous numbers showed that he was down as much as 15% on Hillary. A more recent poll shows that he's ahead or just behind. So that seems to be changing as well. We also had an article, I believe it's on Friday. Muslim who threatened knife attack on Trump gets Secret Service visit. Now, of course, this was the Muslim guy who put up a YouTube video maniacally waving knives around, threatening to circumcise Donald Trump. In a separate video, he threatens to shoot anybody who links the religion of Islam with ISIS. Those videos are still up on YouTube where he's actually threatening to attack public figures. They haven't been age restricted. They haven't been deleted. Whereas my video, for example, on the Charlie Hebdo massacre, which merely showed a screenshot of one of the police officers who was later killed, was censored, was deleted off of YouTube. So again, it comes back to this double standard of, quote, hateful rhetoric from the right and left being treated differently. They just had a video out of Portland, Oregon, which we had up on the website, where they're bashing a Donald Trump pinata with kids while cussing in front of them and basically saying that the kids can reenact killing Donald Trump. Now, that might have been a bit of fun. It obviously wasn't hate speech. But again, imagine if a Tea Party group had had an event where they held up a severed head of a mock Obama and were joking about killing Obama. I mean, people who have had parades which show Obama as a zombie have been investigated by the FBI. And yet this guy who's threatening to attack Donald Trump, who, remember, is under Secret Service protection, gets a visit from the Secret Service. He merely says, oh, I don't want to talk to you. They leave him alone. And again, the videos are still up on YouTube. We also had the ACLU leader who called for killing Donald Trump supporters last week. He's resigned of his own accord. But again, no massive backlash to that. Again, I made a video about the religion of Islam, saying it's not a religion of peace, which again is blasphemy to the left. Somebody reported me to the police in the United Kingdom for what they said was an online hate crime for merely analyzing Sharia law and saying that stoning female rape victims to death, beheading gay people, killing people who leave the religion of Islam was probably indicative of the fact that Islam is not a religion of peace. I get reported to the police for that, whereas Islamic hate preachers in the UK can call for stoning homosexuals to death. Nothing happens to them. Again, complete double standard. That's going to wrap it up for today's show, though. We'll be back with the InfoWars Nightly News, of course, live show tomorrow, 11 to 2. That's going to do it. Breaking news at InfoWars.com. Thanks for joining us.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.